This is KUOW News in Seattle. Good morning. I'm Lisa Brooks. That's the sound of one of the bells from a new fleet of bicycles rolling down Seattle's streets today. It's part of a bike share program that fans out from downtown. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
You can't miss these bikes. They're bright green, and 500 of them are stationed across Seattle's core, from downtown to the UW to Capitol Hill. With an annual membership of $85, you can freely use the bikes in half-hour stretches, or you can pay a day rate. Then you just grab a bike at one station and drop it at another when you're done. Near the new bike share kiosk in Pioneer Square, I asked a few pedestrians if they would use the program.
If you're going a longer distance, or, you know, you're going up several hills, it might not be the most ideal option. Or if the weather is really bad, you might rather take the bus.
You know, riding next to cars. I don't know, maybe with this it might be a good idea to have some sort of training or education.
Yeah, it's biking in traffic is not for the faint of heart, huh?
No, it's tough.
I used this in D.C. a couple weeks ago, and it was very handy there. Here it's a lot hillier, and so I might not be as likely.
Those are Seattle residents Anya Gadras-Smith, Beck Sabinius, and Jack Granberg. They all doubted they'd use the green bikes much, since they ride their own to work. The city of Seattle helped secure $1 million federal grant to help fund this program, and the mayor's next budget aims to match that amount. But a nonprofit group called Pronto runs the bike share operation. Holly Hauser is its executive director.
And we really see this appealing to all ages and all riding levels as well.
I was wondering, we just saw a family walk by here, a dad with two young kids. Would they be able to use these bikes?
Unfortunately, no. The age is 16 in order to rent one.
Geography is another limitation. The stations are clustered around downtown and the University of Washington, but Hauser says they plan to keep expanding to South Seattle, Bellevue, and beyond. And then there's Seattle's topography to consider.
How are these bikes going to handle on the hills?
We actually chose to have 7 speeds on our bike rather than the standard 3-speed, so that's going to help a lot. You know, they're fairly heavy bikes. Not everybody is going to be able to ride these up some of Seattle's steeper hills.
Hauser suggests riders can bus their bikes uphill, and electric bikes may be an option down the road. But for now, teams of rebalancers will make sure these green bicycles stay evenly distributed across town, and not all at the bottom of hills. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.